Carol, fine business signal on the repeater. Sorry I was not able to make it the other day. I was full up with work. But out in Auburn, Rochester Hills right now, the repeater's got a good signal. But I'm going down between hills. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So did you figure out how to reprogram your HT?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got that. I got this reprogrammed, and I got that radio reprogrammed, and the one in the basement. I had to unhook everything. So we're having some plumbing work done, but I did have that one reprogrammed too. So that's easy once you figure it out.
Yeah, you got that ICOM U16, I think. I had one of those a long time ago. If it's the one I'm thinking of. Is that right, or is it a different one?
The one I've got is the 32AT. It's the big one from, I think, the same era. I know the one you're thinking of, the Micro 2 and the Micro 4 or whatever, but the one I tend to sit outside with is the 32AT.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of they had one that was a commercial one. It was called the U16. It was, you had to get the program, you had to do this, like, X pattern on the keyboard. I think you had to do, like, 15357 or whatever, like an X, you know, to get into the programming. It wasn't obvious, so I thought that's the one you had.
I don't know. I'm not a professional like you guys. I don't have the commercial gear. Just the amateur stuff. Now, it's from about 1989, 1990, I think. Just kind of a big old handheld from back in the day. The things that I lusted over that I could not afford when I was a kid. So when I find them, I'm like, wow, this is great for its day, but it certainly outlived its usefulness as far as technology.
Yeah, but that stuff still works, so. All right, but you got it working. Yeah, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to need help working on my HF antenna. I'm probably going to try to shoot for that in a couple weeks. And if you can help with that, that's great.